U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon ruled this month that the state missed a six-year deadline for mounting its legal challenge. Tom Waldo is an attorney with Earth Justice, a nationwide environmental law firm representing several environmental groups. Those groups joined the case to defend the roadless rule, and Waldo calls the latest decision a complete victory.
Not only is it too late for the state of Alaska to bring its case, but it's too late for anyone to challenge the roadless rule. The rule has withstood all of the legal challenges that have been brought against it, and it's too late for any more legal challenges. It's time to move on.
The rule impacts over 58 million acres of forest land nationwide and was approved during the final days of the Clinton presidency. Waldo says the rule was adopted with overwhelming public support.
It's a rule that protects the large, undisturbed areas of the national forests. And these are the places that are important to people in Alaska for hunting and fishing, for subsistence, and for fish and wildlife habitat, and for tourism and for other uses.
Governor Tony Knowles filed suit against application of the rule in 2001. The Bush administration's Justice Department agreed to a settlement with Governor Frank Murkowski and the state of Alaska in 2003. What followed was an exemption for the Tongass that lasted from 2003 through 2011, when the rule did not apply to the 17-million-acre forest in southeast Alaska. A court threw out that Tongass exemption in 2011 and prompted the state's latest lawsuit. A timber industry group, the Alaska Forest Association, and other groups joined the state in its 2011 case brought by the Parnell administration. The AFA's executive director, Owen Graham, says it's frustrating the sides could not even argue the merits of the case.
It's really frustrating that, the state made a settlement agreement with the government, to drop their roadless lawsuit in order to get the exemption, and then the judge says, well, you should have filed your lawsuit, kept your lawsuit going. I don't know how we do that, how the state would have done that and got the exemption at the same time. It just seems like a catch-22, but that, this was the judge's decision, so I'll let the state decide what they think the next step should be.
In an email, a spokesperson for Governor Sean Parnell wrote that the state is very disappointed with the ruling and considering its options. The AFA's Graham maintains that the remaining forest land is not enough to keep a timber industry going.
The Forest Service, even if they have their exemption back, the Forest Service doesn't intend for every acre to be developed. They had a very modest plan that kept most of the Tongass undeveloped, because it's a multiple-use forest. But with the roadless rule in place, you can't have a timber industry, and so it doesn't represent multiple use in my mind.
Meanwhile, some logging and road building continue on parts of the Tongass National Forest that have seen timber cutting in the past. The roadless rule allows clearing trees for electrical transmission lines and allows construction of new roads paid for with federal highway money. And a judge has also ruled that specific mining and hydroelectric power plants on the Tongass could proceed even with the rule in place. The Tongass exemption issue is still pending before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich are trying again with legislation seeking to exempt the Tongass and Chugach forests. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.